next up, are you a business owner or maybe you're an employee who works with a lot of Gen Z workers? Many of them are heading into the workforce for the very first time. But have you ever wondered how best that those Gen Z workers could progress in their jobs and maybe what the older generation could do to understand Gen Z's work and learning habits and how best to work with them? So Ciara Garvin is the founder of Work Juggle and joins me now in studio. Hi, Ciara, how are you?
Good now, good.
Good. So we're going to talk a little bit about work habits for kind of generational Z and then maybe some other generations in comparison. So you've looked at a bit of research into Gen Z and what way they work and maybe how best they work, really. But one thing that struck me was that Gen Zs require learning to be anchored in purpose. If they see something that's purely obligatory, they don't really engage with it.
But you know, I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. And I think that's how they were raised. You know what I mean? Because when I was, you know what I mean? When I was younger, it was very much do what you're told. You do what you're told. They're not like that. They question things. And I think that really, you know, many of them are also very socially active. And I think they're very aware of the world and the world around them. And so I think that piece around why do I need to know this? It's because they want to know the purpose. What is the purpose of what we're doing here today? What's the purpose of this organization? Is it leading to the greater good? Mm-hmm. And if you can share that information, they will be bought in. But the days of saying to somebody, I told you to do it, now do it, they're gone.
And is that difficult, though, for employers and organisations to get their head around?
Well, I suppose it depends on what kind of organisation you have. I think if you have a very hierarchical, low-trust organisation, yeah, you're going to struggle. But I think organisations are becoming flatter and I think they're becoming more flexible. And I think that people are moving with the times. And I think those values of wanting to have a purpose in your role, I think it's a really important value. And I really love that they're like that. And I think it's so much better. Like when I left college, you know, we were all like little cost centres. Do you know what I mean? We were costing our parents money. We were told to go out there and become revenue generating and get a permanent pensionable job as soon as possible. And we just didn't question anything, any of that route. This generation is different and I think it's brilliant.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more about some of the findings. Gen Z, they like their micro-learning?
They do. Micro-learning very much. And look, the name of the original report we did with Learnovate was Learning in the Age of TikTok. You know, we were looking and saying,
yes,
okay, how does TikTok impact people and how they learn? And so I do think, yeah, that micro learning, those short bursts, those video bursts. But one of the really surprising findings, I think, is that they long for that human connection.
Okay.
You know, they're digital native, absolutely, but they long for somebody to sit down and tell them, look, this is how you can be successful. This is how this can work for you. And that was one of the really interesting findings.
Is that not because we all have the attention span of gnats now?
Oh, sure. Look, and I'm not judging anyone.
Doom scrolling and constantly on our phone.
Yeah.
The dopamine hits of when you're looking at another photo and a video up and again and
100%.
Again and again. That has to impact us in our work.
Yeah, I think it does. And I think one of the things that came out in the report, which I think is kind of quite sad, is that over half of Gen Z wish Snapchat, TikTok, they had never been invented.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. Because it takes up so much of their lives and so much of it is so negative. And I think for them, what I think, you know, maybe in many ways, Ireland is a much better country than it was when I was maybe 20 coming out. No doubt about it. Economically, socially, all that. But there is that feeling of they don't have a place to fail maybe as much. Everything is so visible. Everything is on socials. And that freedom to fail, I think that's really gone for them. And I think that's tough.
Absolutely. And it's interesting when you said that about, you know, social media platforms, the likes of Snapchat. One of my friends, she's got a few younger siblings.
Uh-huh.
And she tried to communicate with them on WhatsApp about
something. Oh, yeah, no, it's dead.
They said, no, you have to download Snapchat to try to talk to us.
Even I know that.
And I was like, what? There's a very different communication style.
Very different communication styles. And actually, of course, that all fits into the office and how the office is working and how people expect you to interact with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think coming back to what I was saying earlier, but that human piece is still so important. And how they learn is different. It's those short bursts, explain to me why. But that human interaction, that is still very important to people.
And they like a lot of mentoring though as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, we were the generation. I was part of that mothering group that was like, gold star for this, gold star for that. That's what people are used to. And there's maybe a little element of that. You know what I mean?
A little bit, yeah.
And people, but I think as well, when you look at the world, the working world people are going into, again, you know, it was entirely possible when I left college at 21 that you would go into an organization, you would stay there nearly 40 years. Yeah. That is still there. That isn't there for them. So they are thinking more short term, and they're right. And it's also all more skills based. It's an ever changing workforce. So what they're interested in is like, how can I get these skills that are possibly mobile that will help me succeed in the workforce?
Can we learn from Gen Z, and can Gen Z 100%, learn from us?
100%. And again, one of the, you know, that whole piece around mentoring is so important. Mm. But I think that piece around reverse mentoring, that we try and understand their world and how they see it, is so important and can only bring value to any organization.
Tell me a little bit about the event that you're being...
Oh yeah, great. Thanks, Millie. So we're having this... So the report has some really interesting findings. And I think it's important to mention as well, there's lots of global reports on Gen Z, but this is Irish. This is what Irish graduates are finding. So I think from that perspective, it's interesting. We are having an event on in the new Trinity Portal building, which is this fabulous building just up on the Grand Canal. We are having it in conjunction with Learnovate, who did the research with us. And it's going to be a morning, a panel... Thursday, 27th of November, a short panel, and everybody who attends will get a copy of the full report. Now, it's a small space. We've just released tickets today. So if people are interested, absolutely, they should sign up on our Eventbrite, which will be on all our socials.
Okay, fantastic. When you look at Gen Z workers, though...
what are you going to say?
Are we at risk of maybe accommodating too much? You know, like... The workplace has existed the way it's existed for years.
Do you know what? So I'm going to disagree with you there.
Okay.
I'm actually going to disagree with you. So I think that, you know, workforces were much more hierarchical than they are today. I don't think that was a good thing, you know? And I also think that to bring people on board, they are the future of your workforce. They are... You know, you really need to engage with them and retain them and harness all that energy and youth and ideas that they have. So, you know, I think the workforce changes all the time. Even if you look back now, 5 years ago, we were all in the office 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. No one would dream of doing that now. Like, that is really... And we... Well, okay. Maybe radio
I'll
presenters need to be in the office.
I'm here 5 days a week.
But it's... It is a different, you know what I mean? Yeah. Even in the last 5 years, the world of work has changed.
Great, Ciara. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much.